Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The coldest air of the season has the South in its sights, and near freezing temperatures could set new record lows across a wide area of the region. The jet stream drops out of Canada through the Dakotas into Texas, the Florida Panhandle, and back north through New York State. This energy brings the first snowflakes of the season to parts of the Midwest and Northeast. Areas further south will be in line for a dose of bitter cold that some may not be accustomed to so early in the season. Authorities in southwest Washington State ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wind-driven wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. Sharon Sturidi is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, it has stepped up. I believe right now we have 110 people on it. I don't know if you've also known we've had several other starts in the area, fire starts.
Mexico's government has made an announcement to discourage human caravans by Venezuelan migrants, saying any who do so will not be eligible to enter the United States under a new humanitarian scheme. Under the plan, Washington said it would grant up to 24,000 Venezuelans access to the United States by aircraft, while enabling U.S. officials to expel to Mexico those caught trying to cross illegally by land. Kyiv was hit by multiple explosions Monday that Ukrainian officials say were caused by Iranian drones fired by Russian forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces stepped up attacks last week as he ordered a missile bombardment of Kyiv and cities across Ukraine, hitting infrastructure and residential areas. The United States promised advanced air defense systems and to give $725 million in additional defense aid to Ukraine. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A member of Korean pop boy band BTS will go off on mandatory military service starting shortly with the oldest member, Jin. The 29-year-old has put off his service for as long as he could by their law. He faces 2 years out of the public eye. New British Prime Minister Liz Truss is having a rough go at it.
Having fired her Chancellor of the Exchequer days ago, UN Prime Minister Liz Truss must now battle to save her own job after what many political analysts and members of her own party regard as the worst start to a British premiership in modern times. Mrs. Truss's popularity rating is the lowest of any British Prime Minister since the early 1990s, according to polls. After a turbulent few weeks that saw her plan to boost growth through the biggest tax cuts in a generation. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Researchers say they have discovered a massive shark tooth from a dinosaur-era megalodon found in the Pacific Ocean several hundred miles southwest of Hawaii. The tooth is three times longer than a great white's adult tooth. The Bubba Wallace tried to fight reigning NASCAR champion Kyle Larson after a crash Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in Nevada. Wallace had led 29 laps and clearly had a faster car in the opening race of the third round of the playoffs. Wallace did not qualify for the playoffs and Larson was eliminated last week. The incident began when Larson attempted a three-wide pass. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Reggie Littlejohn, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and China expert, is with us right now. Reggie, how are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. I mean, every day, especially, we're finding more and more that what we were told about COVID-19 was a bunch of manure. I think the general consensus was early on that it was a mounting pile, but we were canceled. We were told that we couldn't talk that way, that it was anti-American, that we were anti-health. We are putting our family members in danger. And look who's put who in danger. It is these supposed experts that supposedly knew everything and had the path all set up for us to make sure that nobody caught COVID or died from COVID. But now we know for sure what they were doing with the data. They were playing games at our expense.
Yeah, I mean, you are so right about that. You know, I was recently kicked off of Twitter. Mm-hmm. With this post, I posted that vaccines should not be mandated for six-month-old babies, and they should not be on the childhood vaccination schedule because number one, I think that the risk-benefit analysis for kids is that they should not have them. But anyway, so they banned me for that. What they did is they suspended me. They said, you know, what you said is basically dangerous misinformation, and if you will agree that you violated our community standard, then we will let you back on. And my response to that is, you know, no, I'm not going to agree to that. And I just went on Getter and Truth Social and a whole bunch of other places. I lost a lot of followers that I've built up over 12 years. But, you know, more importantly, Dr. Peter McCullough was just kicked off of Twitter. And he's like one of the top cardiologists in the world. There's no one who has more credentials. And he's saying that these vaccines can cause myocarditis, kill people. And he has the credentials to back that up, and they kicked him off.
Well, and the other thing, Reggie, is we got 330 million Americans who are out there experiencing this every day. They're coming back with real life experiences of this vaccine, and those statements, those testimonies are being ignored at our expense. And whether it's Dr. McCullough, there's other doctors, you know, a couple of friends of mine down in Imperial County in California, they've written a book. They treated 7,000 patients very early with COVID, and they did so without giving them any injections. Nobody went to the hospital and nobody died.
Right. Well, I mean, this is the thing. People who have had vaccine injuries, so this is their personal story, Mm-hmm. If they try to put it up on Twitter and Facebook, especially Twitter, they'll get kicked off. So, you know, for example, Stephanie DeGary, she's the mother of Maddie DeGary, who was a young girl. I think she was 12 years old, and the whole family was really pro-vaccine. And they, you know, she volunteered to be one of the kids that would get the jab, and she ended up with, like, serious, permanent disabilities. And she's in a wheelchair and on a feeding tube now. And she was a totally normal, active kid. And she can't, the mainstream media won't talk about their story, won't publish their story. They're saying this is disinformation. If people who are publishing their own personal experience, how can that be disinformation? That's just pure censorship.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, clearly this has been a march to censorship from day one. It's all been manipulation, and they've been able to get away with it. But look at, you know, Big Pharma was excused. They were given a get-out-of-jail card, and they've been able to run wild with it. And you've got the mainstream media. You got Big Pharma. This is all part of the cabal. The Democratic Party doing everything they can to squash any other outside narrative. And now Facebook, which they did before, wants us to surrender our medical rights to the WHO. Give me a break. Go ahead.
Right. So this is the thing, Bill. I mean, why is this happening? Okay, there's so much to respond to what you just said. In terms of the mainstream media, they get a huge proportion of their funding from advertisers from Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And they even got a lot of money, I think it was $1 billion, from Health and Human Services to help overcome, quote-unquote, vaccine hesitancy. So they are completely compromised in terms of just financially, that they are basically being bought off, or have been bought off, to just say whatever the CDC says and not allow people who've been injured to get online and not allow people like Dr. McCullough, the former Dr. Zelenko, who had early treatment protocols, and maybe that's what your friends did.
Yes.
They got early treatment and they made it through. Mm-hmm. But these people have been heavily censored. Why? I will tell you what my opinion is. My opinion is that they're driving people into the vaccine as the only solution to this, and they're driving fear to justify the institution of vaccine passports, which can also be called Excelsior passes or smart health IDs, and because those can be used as the same platform as the China social credit system, which is a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control. And the thing that's really dangerous about this bill is, you know, I co-founded an organization called the Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force, and I would urge everybody to go on that website. It's stopvaccpassports.org. It's hard to find it because it's suppressed by Google, all right?
Right.
So we've got about 12 webinars on all aspects of the horrific abuse that's happening through these vaccines. But the bottom line is that these vaccine passports are a gateway to China's social credit system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you combine them with a cashless society, which the Biden administration is rolling out, they're investigating it right now, but they have every intention of rolling out a central bank digital currency, then if people disagree with the government, they can be cut off from their money.
Exactly. Well, we, just as America and our politicians are elite captured, they want to capture the common man and woman in this country. Everybody, just like you said, everything will be China in one form or another. And by that, I mean things that we've been seeing happening in China, just like you said, these social credit scores. This you better go along. If not, they got camps for you. And lest you forget, there are FEMA camps already in this country that can house something like 80,000 people, I believe, if not more. So, you know, they've already kind of given us a little bit of a taste of what they can do. And if you think not, all you've got to think about for just a moment is what happened on January 6th and those prisoners that remain in jail. They might as well be in a gulag without due process, Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I recently heard Dr. Simone Gold speaking, and she was put in solitary confinement
yes.
for a very long time. And that's like the worst abuse you could go through is being in solitary confinement. And she said that there's somebody who's been in solitary confinement on January 6th for over a year.
That's what I understand.
That person is.
Got to go to break.
To cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lepato has recommended against COVID mRNA vaccines and boosters for 18 to 39-year-old men due to the heightened risk of adverse cardiac events. He has unimpeachable health credentials. He has cited extensive scientific evidence for this decision, and Twitter promptly decided to censor him, although they reversed after a backlash, and the tweet is now visible again. Reggie Littlejohn is back with us. Reggie, to your point, I mean, you're getting canceled. Dr. Mercola, others with credentials like Dr. Lopato in here in Florida. The ruling class wants to ignore, common sense at the expense of we the people. And basically what they've been doing to us, as you know, Reggie, is they're turning us into lab rats.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing, is that the CDC, I think it was, recently admitted that they did not do a lot of testing on this. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea was, that COVID was so dangerous. I mean, I remember in the beginning when the pandemic first came out, they had us all terrified, and I was terrified. My husband and I, we thought that COVID was like Ebola,
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we were so worried about it, and so they drove us with fear into saying there's no help, there's no early treatment. And then driving us into the vaccine, and the idea was, okay, stay home, take Tylenol until you can't breathe anymore, come to the hospital, then we'll put you on remdesivir,
yes,
which increases the chances of death, and we'll mm-hmm. put you on a ventilator, which increases the chances of death. And so, this whole thing was terrible, because, the hospitals got up to $139,000 for each ICU patient that they put on a respirator. So this is another thing that's really worrisome, is that the mm-hmm. hospital administrators are now dictating medical protocols instead of people's individual doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, my husband and I both got COVID, and we made it through just fine. It was not that big of a deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
All this fear was I mean, there are some people who would die of COVID, but those are people that have all kinds of
comorbidities.
Comorbidities. They're,
right.
they're the kinds of people who would die of the flu. A lot
mm-hmm.
of them.
Right.
But for a young and healthy person, it really doesn't pose that much of a threat, and that's why people have been coming out. Doctors are coming out against vaccinating young, healthy people, because there is a substantial threat of myocarditis and even death, mm-hmm. which is why so many of our young athletes have been just kind of dropping dead for no particular reason other than
right.
perhaps myocarditis from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've warned. I mean, this is like, the 50s with what happened with another vaccine that women were taking, for nausea, right? And then here it was, you started having miscarriages, you had deformed babies, and it was amazing to me, Reggie, it took them 8 to 10 years to see this problem. I mean, the problem was happening, and they just chose to ignore it, and this was the use of thalidomide. So, Bobby Kennedy Jr. has been doing a deep dive on all this for years. In fact, his book right now, The Real Anthony Fauci, which is Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, is a best-selling book that is now going to the big screen. It'll be a documentary that'll be out this week and available to everybody to watch. I mean, it's, what you're saying, it's that old axiom that we've come to know and not like here in this country, and that is you follow the money. And when you realize that Dr. Fauci, for example, has the power, he distributes $6.1 billion every year to all these researchers and everything. Well, guess what he gets? Guess what kind of information he gets and what they do with that information. It's all prejudice. It's not scientific. And we the people are paying for it. And with $6.1 billion, this man has an inordinate amount of power. And God forbid that he would be scrutinized if, Rand Paul happens to ask him a question in a Senate hearing. He is very arrogant. And, and objects to being questioned because he's supposedly the god of science in this country, I guess.
No, he is science.
Yes, that's right.
What you're talking about here is, it has a name, it's called regulatory capture.
Yes.
And,
right.
And so there's two aspects of it. The first is the one that you mentioned, which is that Fauci, you know, just holds the purse strings to a lot of money that scientists want in order to conduct their research. And so they have to basically toe the party line for him if they want to get funded. So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is that he and the CDC, they own some of the royalties from these vaccines.
Exactly.
So they have an incentive to require the vaccines. And the third aspect of it is that there's a revolving door between being in the administration, like in the CDC or the FDA, and Big Pharma. So what mm-hmm. happens is that they hire people from Big Pharma for these positions in the regulatory agencies, so that they and then if they are a good boy or girl and they approve all of these pharmaceutical products, then they can go back and get a position at Pfizer or Moderna or some other pharmaceutical company making a lot of money. So they have a huge incentive to just approve these vaccines. And so we have a situation where the government regulatory agency that's supposed to be a watchdog for us actually has people in it that are incentivized to just approve things for their own personal benefit. That's terrible. That's a total conflict of interest.
Exactly. No, it's totally incestuous. And we've been saying for a long time the situation with, you know, people like Fauci and others. I mean, when you start looking, we're going to have Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. He's going to be on following this interview with you, Reggie. And he's got all the information. He's got all the numbers on the royalties that are paid to Fauci and these other doctors, which I think is quite interesting, because anybody else in business, if you're working for a company and you come up with an idea that is a money-making idea and you've used company time and funds, that, you know, the company can give you some sort of bonus and say thank you very much and that sort of thing. But that intellectual understanding, whatever is derived from that experience that you got at on the job, that belongs to the company. Well, in this particular case, they've carved out a special exception for themselves, because that's all they do is they think about themselves. So they've got patents and royalties that come to them in the hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. And if that's not enough, like you said, they are led by their own self-aggrandizement and incentive to promote those drugs that they have patents on and they get royalties for. So, I mean, look at this is just everyday natural human greed that occurs and that is pathetic. That's very much what makes up the Beltway, sadly.
Right. And the thing is, as terrible as that is, though, I think that there's something worse going on, which is that I believe that, you know, that there are globalists who are running, and on the Chinese Communist Party, let's not forget them. They are behind a lot of this, right? Running the UN and using the World Health Organization to scare people into submission by using these vaccine passports and a digital, you know, central bank digital currency that can be used to completely enslave humanity.
Exactly. Now, without a doubt, I mean, this is the big utopian dream of the communists and Marxists, right? At this point, we all become data chips, and we're just there for the collective. That's it. And as Klaus Schwab says, you're going to like it. You are going to like it.
Well, you're gonna own nothing, and you're going to be happy. That's what the World Economic Forum says.
Right, exactly. So here it is. Everything that's anti-American, the great American dream, and the light on a shining hill, they're doing everything they can to snuff out this light of possibility and greatness. Reggie Littlejohn, thank you for being with us.
You're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays. And and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Southwest Washington ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wind-driven wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. Russia has hit Ukrainian's capital, Kyiv, with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones. A Ukrainian Air Force official said all the drones had flown into the country from the south. Special Counsel John Durham presented fresh evidence last week in his prosecution of Igor Dyshenko, seeking to expose the Russian analyst for lying to the FBI during their investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign ties to Russia. Igor has pled not guilty. The trial could be going to the jury Monday morning. GOP Representative James Comer on Fox News.
The fact is the American people have lost confidence in the FBI. It's been politicized for at least 6 years now, and it's going in the wrong direction. Every day, another report comes out that's more damaging to the FBI.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Open the Books continues to expose the secret culture within our increasingly intrusive government. And the latest investigation details on new diversity chief employed by the U.S. military K-12 schools. Adam Angieski, the founder of Open the Books, is with us now. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. I was just bragging on you because we're talking about the release of the documentary based on Robert F. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. A lot of work that you've been doing to expose and bring to our understanding the real Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, it's very true. It's going to be a bombshell documentary. I've reviewed the first 25 minutes of a media-released pre-trailer to the film, and it's absolutely, it's going to be a stunning documentary. Everyone should watch this. In part two of the documentary, it sounds like my interview will be carried in parts within that documentary. So I'm excited about seeing it once it gets released. I think it gets released Tuesday
tomorrow
night at 12:01 a.m. Eastern time.
Yes. Right, exactly. Yeah, we can't wait. It'll be available on stream. And my understanding, you know, from the director is that it's going to be free. So look at
for a week,
yes. And so you get a chance to view it, and you decide. It is quite compelling. You know, a lot of it based on the best-selling book that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has written. Of course, as you know, Robert Kennedy has been at the forefront of vaccinations for decades, and so his understanding is very deep and worthy of listening to, I would say.
So, you know, the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, it was on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks. It sold over a million copies despite being banned on every single platform in the history of the world. So, you know, it's the people have embraced it and found it and purchased it. And I think the documentary is going to add the visual element to it. Look, the book was so dense. it's like five hundred pages or so, and every single page is so packed with information. You know, I'm really busy, so I made it through the first 50 pages.
Right.
Because it's such a slow, impactful read. So I think the documentary is going to put the information out there for many people across the country who just didn't have the time to wade through the massive largesse of information he had put out in print version.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, one of the sub-headlines to the book says, pharma-funded mainstream media has convinced millions of Americans that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a hero. He's anything but. As director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Dr. Fauci dispenses $6.1 billion in annual taxpayer-provided funding for scientific research, allowing him to dictate the subject, content, and outcome of scientific health research across the globe. Not to mention the fact that this also opens the door for him to set up a nice little side hustle of royalty arrangements, right?
Well, all of that is true. So in terms of Anthony Fauci's personal third-party paid royalties from the healthcare industry, it's probably small. It's probably de minimis. From what we know now, you know, we had to sue the National Institutes of Health for their third-party paid royalty database. Large sections of it are blacked out, like the amount of the payment to each individual scientist. We now know that over 2,400 scientists, including leadership, like former director of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, Fauci, his deputies, other heads of the institutes underneath NIH, received royalty payments. We don't know the amount of the payments because it's blacked out. But Fauci is in Senate testimony saying that his amounts were in the low thousands over the course of a long period of time, like a decade. So let's just take it at face value.
Because you can take so much at face value from Dr. Fauci, because everything he has said has been spot on. It's been truthful without exception, right?
Right. So on this one, though, let's just play a game and say that it's true.
All right. We'll pretend. So, go ahead.
But here's the deal. He heads up, obviously, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and that is the number two sub-agency underneath NIH behind the National Cancer Institute, receiving the most royalties. So maybe Fauci doesn't get a lot personally, but he has empowered and enriched many scientists at his agency. So lots of scientists are getting lots of royalties at Fauci's agency, so he's enriched them. And then he makes his money in other ways. For instance, last year, he accepted a $1 million prize from a foreign nonprofit for, quote-unquote, speaking truth to power in the Trump administration and for, quote-unquote, defending science during the Trump administration. So Fauci makes his money in other ways, probably outside of direct payments from the industry.
Well, and you might question how much is diverted to his wife, because his wife's in the business too, right?
Well, and we've you know, made this national news. Well, Dr. Fauci out-earns the president and every single other federal employee. He's the most highly compensated at the federal level. We broke that story in January of 2021. Mrs. Fauci, Christine Grady, she's the chief bioethicist at Fauci's employer, the National Institutes of Health, and she out-earns the vice president of the United States. So, look, you had, and we're going to come out with an oversight piece on this, and I'll come back on to discuss this. Once you tie it all out. But you've got Mrs. Grady running cover for all of Anthony Fauci's policies on the pandemic. So you have Fauci crafting the national healthcare policy in response to the pandemic, and you've got Mrs. Fauci presenting the moral and ethical case that everything that her husband's doing is A+.
I guess, like you said, we'll pretend. But, you know, on the face, and this is what you've brought out time and again, somebody that has control of this much money, $6.1 billion, he's doling this out. That is a lot of power, a lot of influence, and when you break it all down, what seems so spurious is there seems to be a controlled outcome with all these studies. I mean, for all the money that the American people have paid for this, really, in part, and I say this, and I don't mean it in a dramatic way, but it almost seems like it's junk science at the end of the day. I don't know if that's all that's fair, but it just seems that whenever, you know, science is the pursuit of truth. I mean, you, just like with COVID and everything that's with it, but if you are trying to come up with a desired outcome, and what it seems to be is that they're moving to capture all Americans through science in the name of science, whether it's climate or, you know, COVID, they really got us to a point and scared the holy what have you out of the majority of Americans that surrendered their liberties to Dr. Fauci and the scientists. And I think that people are still stunned and trying to wonder what the heck happened for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, fair point. Look, science has a lot to answer for. There's a lot of questions. And the hallmark of science should be a rigor of debate. And that's what's missing. And that's why that's why this documentary by RFK Jr. is so important, the real Anthony Fauci, because it begins that really hard conversation in this country that has, you know, there's a lot of legs under that conversation. There has to be congressional oversight. Mm-hmm. There has to be, you know, independent filmmakers like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. producing this documentary. There has to be watchdog organizations like OpenTheBooks.com that have spoken truth to power and held Fauci, NIH accountable on the facts. We have four lawsuits. Our legal partners are Judicial Watch, the public interest law firm out of Washington, D.C. I mean, and then at the end of the day, it has to be the American people. Those are at least four legs under the stool that help science remain true to its original calling.
Exactly. Well, we must question authority. That is foundational to our Constitution and what it's all about. And of course, right now, the powers to be and the politicians, particularly the Democratic Party, they don't want to be questioned. And the arrogance, when you see these, you know, these hearings, these Senate and congressional hearings, particularly when, you know, it seems to be conservatives are asking the question, the disdain, the refusal to answer questions, or even, you know, just flat out lying, you're going, wait a minute. If they don't start holding people in contempt and throwing their back ends into jail, we're not going to get to the bottom of this. I mean, they're going to continue to straight arm, and we're going to continue to pay hard-earned dollars for this inferior information, Adam.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Well said. Look, National Institutes of Health will not even respond when we file a Freedom of Information Act.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Adam after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, OpenTheBooks.com continues to expose the secret culture within our increasingly intrusive government. From Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp, Adam Andrzejewski continues with him. Let's talk about this secret culture. What's going on, Adam?
So at the Department of Defense Education Activity, this is a sub-agency of the Pentagon in charge of, incredibly, educating in the public schools 60,000 of the children of our service members who join the military. For instance, they bring their families, maybe they bring the families overseas, the kids go into the public schools. The public schools are run by the Pentagon. And this is the agency that is in charge of educating those kids. And what we found was a follow-up to what Fox News had determined. So in December of 2021, the DOD, Department of Defense, they created for the first time ever a diversity, equity, and inclusion chief, somebody that was going to bring diversity, equity, inclusion to the entire apparatus of this education agency. I'm talking curriculum for the students and the student assessment, hiring of the educators and administrators, and their professional development. This is a very powerful position. And when it was announced, the first ever DEI chief, it was Kalisa Wing. And here's how the director of the entire sub-agency, DODEA, Thomas Brady, said. She said that she was exactly the right type of person to bring meaningful change to the agency. Okay, so they know exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, she is being reviewed right now by the Pentagon for her disparaging tweets toward white people. This is what Fox had uncovered.
Exactly.
We realized at OpenTheBooks.com we had extensive databases of video and other databases. And we searched through this. We put together a tremendous investigative piece on our Substack, openthebooks.substack.com, that everybody could read. This is a woman who's blurred all the lines, and the Pentagon establishment, they know exactly who she is. She's done this for years, and they've rapidly promoted her up the ranks.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, she refers to 9/11 first responders as menaces. You know, Adam, this is the poster child, really, in and of herself. She's the poster child of this whole DEI program. I mean, this...
Well, she's an author, so she's written 22 titles, and most of these titles have come out just in 18 months, okay? They're very short books. They're like 32 pages. They have mostly pictures, but they're books like what is white privilege? And you've got a white hand on the cover way above black and brown.
Yes, yeah.
You've got what does it mean to defund the police? And she puts on equal footing, eliminating the police as an option in your neighborhood and city, and defunding the police, okay, on an equal footing in this book that they're teaching kids. And they have, and she has what is Black Lives Matter, you know, as another book. And obviously there's no back and forth on Black Lives Matter. It's all positive. So look, we found 45 copies of her book in the school library
within the
Department of Defense, you know, bureau that teaches our kids. They're putting her books in the library. She promoted her books during presentations at the Department of Defense Equity Initiative conferences and summits. Department of Defense they've got rules about, you know, having private businesses while you work for the Pentagon, and you have to have permission. Okay, so she's blurred all the lines between her consultancy businesses, where she charges up to $1,000 per session for K-12 school districts across the country, you know, for her public speaking business, for her book business, where she's promoted all of this on government platforms.
Yes, at government expense are being paid by we the people. I mean, who gave her the funding to write all these books? Where did she get that money from?
You know, supposedly on her own time, right, in the private sector. And if you have
but you still cost.
Does,
it, you know.
that would be following the rules. But here's where it gets blurry. When she does a private event, we've captured video and we put it in the piece where she uses her Department of Defense titles and awards that she's won and never says that her views are her own and not her employer's. She gives a distinct impression that everything she talks about, and I'm going to give you an example here. She says that she is trying to completely uproot, tear down, rebuild, and create something new in education. And we need a racial reckoning, a revolution. Okay? Mm-hmm. She calls critical race theory the liberating power of the truth. And she's done all of this without putting the disclaimer that her views are her own and not her employer's. The U.S. government, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense.
Well, you see, this is what the wokeistas have done. And cancel culture, this kind of insanity. And, you know, and the thing is, Adam, I talk to everyday people that go, when is this going to end? And I said, well, it's going to end when the people have finally had enough of this insanity. And it will continue. Because guess what? The powers to be, our government, is supporting this at the expense of we the people. They're taking our money, diverting it into this kind of nonsense. And, you know, here it is. I mean, all of a sudden, our education system is being turned on its head based on theory. We're going to do something. What do you mean do something? That's about as vague as we're going to fundamentally transform America, right? Because that was the question I had when Barack Obama introduced that phrase. Of course, we have a little better idea now, 12 years later, what he meant by that. And of course, we're seeing it play out, that this fundamental transformation, it means that America, this great American idea, the greatest country on planet Earth, is being turned on its head. It is being raped of and pillaged of all its assets, which is really human ingenuity and the power of we the people, Adam.
Well, as you know, I'm from Illinois. It is the Super Bowl of corruption. And over the course of the last 20 years, I've watched what you just said has happened to my beloved Illinois. On my mother's side, we've been here since the early 1800s. We've got a family farm since 1844. My roots in Illinois run deep. And what you just said about the pillaging of the assets of Illinois, that has happened over the course of the last, 15 and 20 years. And now we see it writ large happening to the greatest nation ever created in the history of the world.
You know, it's like not enough that they've managed to kill 63 million babies. In fact, I was reading an interesting story over the weekend about Aaron Judge, right? The home run king. He was adopted. I mean, he was probably, you know, like so many kids who end up being adopted or parents who change their mind not to go through an abortion and that sort of thing. What an incredible success story. And when you read his story, you wonder, you go, how many other Aaron Judges out there that could have gone on to be incredible scientists and contributors to our society are no more because of this woke-minded movement that is all about death. It is not about life. We're not promoting our individual blessings, our individual talents. We're destroying those to put them, to force them into a system that stifles them, that mediocritizes the very aspect of their humanity. And to me, that's so grievous, Adam. And I just, as much as I can speak out on it and just say, look, we have got to mount a resistance like never before. Because this is, in a sense, we're on the verge of a second American Revolution. And if we do not take this country back, then heaven help us, not only America, but the world. Because America, ever since its founding and through its history, has been, you know, in a sense, and I don't mean this in a spiritual sense, but in a physical sense, God has used this nation to save nations. And you take America out of the picture here, then get ready. And I hope you know how to speak Mandarin really quick, because we're all going to be, you know, we're all going to be beholden to the Chinese if we're not already.
Well, it's very true. And I want to give you another example from Kalisha Wing over at the Department of Defense in the Education mm-hmm. Unit. She's in charge now, and you know, has input into hiring and professional development of every single educator and administrator at the Pentagon's K-12 public schools that educate the children of our service members, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. In a 2020 presentation, she tells educators that no matter what grade level they teach, quote, it is your personal decision to show up and be a person who's going to interrupt this white dominant culture that our education systems have been built on. And again, she wants to uproot, tear down, and rebuild and create something new in education, okay? This is the, you know, America's schools mm-hmm. are...
Right.
You know. Anyway, so here's the thing. A couple of weeks ago, I gave a presentation at the Reagan Ranch in mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, California. And Reagan said in 1984, his reelection campaign ad is famous. It's morning in America. And it is morning in America right now. These exactly. ideas are so radical that our opponents are promoting. They're not going to fly with the American people. Right now is the best time in all of American history to talk about our principles and values, to educate people and bring them across based on the veracity and the strength of our ideas. Our ideas work. Theirs don't. Human history shows us that that statement is true.
Exactly. Well, my prayer, Adam, is that it truly is morning in America, MORNING, not morning, MOURNING. And maybe we have to mourn. Maybe we have to be sorrowful to get to the other side of this. But I'll tell you, there's lots of pain here in River City, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to intensify. So we must be ready to defend all that we stand for, all that we believe in. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. OpenTheBooks.com is where you want to go for more information and donate. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it, buddy.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.